Monday. Well, it is. It's time to do this. Time to roll our sleeves up, get back to work, focus on the important things out there. Keep an eye on the roadways. Some winter weather moving across the state again today. Nothing too serious from what I see, but be careful nonetheless. I don't think we'll have too many school closings as a result from what I've been looking at thus far. The Democrats becoming more confident by the day, thinking they're going to sweep 2018 and therefore they can impeach Donald Trump for some for something. They'll think of something, I'll guarantee that. The economy, however, is rolling. The highest perception of the economy as far as confidence in the history of taking polls. We'll talk about that. And no, this is no hellhole. This is the Steve Gruber Show. Glad to have you here. So, in 1995, then-President Bill Clinton strode to a podium at the White House to declare the nuclear program for North Korea was being dismantled. Clinton declared the North Koreans were abandoning their pursuit of nuclear weapons and would be rejoining the family of nations. He told the world that neighboring countries like South Korea and Japan would help the North build electrical manufacturing infrastructure and would foot most of the cost to make sure they had power and energy and didn't need nuclear power or a nuclear program. Fast forward to the early days of 2018, and what we find is not only were all the declarations false, but Americans running, sobbing, trying to find cover from an incoming ballistic missile attack. This happened in Hawaii. It turned out to be a false alarm, but for 38 agonizing minutes, parents were pushing children into storm drains and sewer pipes, surfers calling loved ones to say goodbye, and others filled bathtubs with water in the hopes of hiding from an expected nuclear attack. Hawaii has been a frequent target of the threats thrown out by Kim Jong-un, the North Korean boy dictator. His war of words with American President Donald Trump has had many flashpoints in the administration's first year in office, but the bottom line is Hawaiian residents believed without a doubt that Kim had gone ahead with the unthinkable and unleashed a nuclear attack on the island state. The biggest panic in Hawaii since the end of World War II. This was never supposed to happen. Bill Clinton told us he had taken care of that. He lied. You parse those words any way you want. He lied. And now we all get to live with the kind of panic that flooded through the Hawaiian Islands because any one of us could now hear that a ballistic missile was headed our way, headed to the mainland United States, to the lower 48. And who would know the difference? Now, this turned out to be a false alarm. It went out at 8:07 a.m. on Saturday morning. It was human error. The message went out to cell phones all over the country, telling people to seek shelter and warn of an inbound ballistic missile threat. And took 38 minutes, as I mentioned, for a second phone alert to be issued across the state. By then, terrified residents had flocked to shelters, their garages, and everywhere else. Civil defense employees, one in particular, hit the alert by accident, was unaware until his phone got the alert. The feds are now stepping in, trying to figure out what happened. An FCC investigation into the accident is underway now. If you saw this, what was really frightening about it is it said, this is not a drill. This is not a drill. Now, he didn't even know it. Didn't even know it until he saw it on his own phone. He's been reassigned, by the way. Depends. Reassigned to a different job. And if only Bill Clinton had told the truth, done what he said he was going to do, dismantled North Korea, you wouldn't have people running in the streets. I'll take a call. Sure, I'll take a call from Keith on the Common Sense Hotline from Flint today. WFNT. Keith, what's on your mind?
Thanks for taking my call, Steve. I'll keep this brief. One thing that people have not, I haven't heard anybody mention is how quickly the topic pivoted from this false alert to it's Trump's fault. I've heard that stuff coming out in a couple of different sources. I don't believe anything the left says in Hawaii is under Democratic control. I wouldn't put it past anybody to not have done this intentionally.
Well, all right, but what would be the why? What would be the intent?
To be able to say, oh, this all happened because Trump is antagonizing the North Koreans over their nuclear program.
When the truth of the matter is, we were told we didn't have to worry about this.
That's correct.
Right, we were told
those
this
were all
matter.
Lies as well.
Yeah, you got that right, Keith. Thank you for checking in. You know, if Bill Clinton had been telling the truth at that podium in the White House in 1995, we wouldn't be standing here having this conversation at all. But just like we were told we were dismantling North Korea, we were told that the Iranian deal would be a good one. It'll save us all. It'll save money. It'll save lives. We won't have to fight with Iran so much. We'll put this all behind us. And instead, we're delivering billions of dollars under the cover of darkness. We have no idea what Iran's doing with their nuclear program for the most part. I don't believe or trust Iran any more than I trust North Korea. How about you? And I don't trust the deal that was put together by Barack Obama at all. Not one bit. But, you know, Keith made a good point there. It really doesn't matter what the conversation is. And it really doesn't matter what President Trump says about anything. The result is always the same. The media goes berserk with its relentless attack, using Trump as a punching bag for all their anger over him being in the White House in the first place. That's true. Trump has put together the best economic numbers in a very long time. Unemployment is down. Real economic expansion is occurring. Wall Street is on a hot streak. And, of course, tax cuts are now reaching working people all over the country. This is the Trump economy. Make no mistake, the media and his critics are having no part of it. This isn't Trump's economy. This is Obama's guy. Wrong. Trump's the one cutting regulations. Trump's the one cutting taxes. Trump's the one giving people confidence that the economy is good. They're obsessed. They're obsessed, the media is, with whether or not he called third world countries with what many agree is a very accurate assessment. The more distractions, the better for the media when it comes to covering the president. They're working very hard, overtime, in fact, to get Nancy Pelosi back in the speaker's chair. The problem is they may or may not get their wish. You see, from what I keep hearing, the more the press and Democrats attack Trump, the stronger his support is from those who voted for him in 2016. Ask yourself this. How many people that you know that voted for Trump have said they wish they hadn't? I talk to a lot of people every day, and I'm yet to find one Trump voter who isn't happy with their vote or would change their vote. I don't hear one. In fact, the enthusiasm I hear from him and for him is higher than it's been before. People seem to find freshness in his no-holds-barred approach. So before you write off the Republicans' chance of holding on to the House and Senate in 2018, remember, these are the same media people that openly campaigned against Trump and told you had no chance of winning in the first place. And think about that. How many Trump voters that you know have said, gosh, I really wish I hadn't done that? Can you think of any? 888-900-9966, the hotline. Part of the program brought to you by DTE Energy, providing safe, reliable natural gas to customers across Michigan. DTE Energy. Know your own power on The Steve Gruber Show.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce is on the job every day fighting to deliver powerful business advocacy and political action vital to the success of Michigan businesses. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce is working to make Michigan the best state in the country to live, work, raise a family, or build a business by strengthening communities and improving our quality of life. We work to improve workforce readiness and build the entrepreneurial spirit that has powered and defined Michigan for decades. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, on the job every day fighting for Michigan's future. MIChamber.com. The miracle of ozone therapy is now available at Wyckoff Wellness in East Lansing. The key factor in health and healing is oxygen. Oxygen equals energy, and ozone goes even further. Ozone improves all degenerative diseases, such as arthritis, dementia, fatigue, autoimmune illnesses, cancer, Lyme disease, and more. It improves energy and restores health, and the only place to obtain ozone is at Wyckoff Wellness. Learn more about ozone at Wyckoff Wellness or call 517-333-7270.
Your life can change a lot in 2 years.
Grandma!
Oh, my!
guy. Look how big you are.
And you do what you can to keep up.
Okay, Robert, let's get your blood pressure.
But did you know the environment in your home changes too? That's why it's important to check for radon every 2 years. A silent, deadly gas that occurs naturally in the soil. Radon is the second leading cause of lung cancer among adults. So even if you've checked your home before, it's best to check again. Visit DEQRadon.com to learn how to test. This message, sponsored by the MAB and the Michigan Department of Environmental Quality.
Have you ever lied about gambling?
We missed you at dinner.
I know. I'm sorry. I got stuck in a meeting.
Have you ever sold anything so you'd have more money to gamble with?
Honey, have you seen my pearl earrings?
I thought you hated those.
You may have a gambling problem. Call the Michigan Problem Gambling Helpline today at 1-800-270-7117. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.